As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast
concrete
production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. Reminder again, at 8:45, we will have Kyle Whittingham, Utah head football coach, on
head
the
coach.
Show via phone.
You've known Kyle for a long time.
Met in 1999.
Good Lord, so, that qualifies as
a long time.
Where at?
At Utah.
Okay.
And we've stayed in touch. We text weekly.
You share like musical interests?
A lot of music interests like that. He'll talk about some 70s music. So I send him a lot, and he'll send me songs back and forth, and he'll send me some good things to listen to. And a couple times he'd be like going, yeah, I saw those guys in concert in whatever year. So Kyle went to a lot of concerts.
What was his specialty?
Defense linebacker. Yeah. I think it was the WAC at the time, WAC Defensive Player of the Year. Played for Lavelle Edwards at BYU.
Keep it coming.
Yeah, played for Lavelle at BYU.
Some of this is on our sheet. Yeah. Now, yes. did Rudy prepare
Rudy
this?
Rudy did get that
hey, Rudy,
for
yeah, yes. Rudy, these sheets that you prepare are invaluable. I will take this with me when I write it'll be for my Sunday column. A lot of facts in there that I would have had to look up. Now I don't have to.
Yes.
Thanks.
He was...
Saving you time.
You know, one of the things, I mean...
All about me.
At the Mountain West Conference, he went 13-0 and ended up number two in the country. Number two. He beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. In 2008. I'll say it in a second. What can I not say? I went Johnson, I believe was his last name. It was Johnson, I'm sure
Johnson.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so quite a run. He won the Mountain West Conference several times. He won the Pac-12, went to two Rose Bowls as champion. And
Rose Bowl champion.
The biggest thing, look, on his deal, he has eight times he won 10-plus games. Eight times he won 10.
Regularly.
Plus
that's
games.
Regularly.
He won 10 this year. You know, there
became
10
an expectation, basically.
And I'm sorry, what years did you coach with him?
I would have been with him for 4 years. I'd been in about that 2000-2004 time.
Okay.
It was awesome. He was the defensive coordinator at that time.
Just think about Utah for a second. I mean, they go from Urban Meyer to Kyle Whittingham.
Right.
They have been just
blessed.
Completely successful for a long time. When did Urban get there? Yeah.
And Urban was only there for a couple years.
Yeah.
So and before that, Ron McBride's the one who built the program and built the BYU-Utah into an actual true rivalry. Ron McBride built that place. That was the one.
Ron
McBride. And then Kyle took from there. And then, Urban took from there and then it went to Kyle. So, like I said, over the last, I think, I don't know what time McBride would have got there in the 80s. So, anyway, last roughly 50 years, they've had three coaches.
Jeez.
So 40-something years like that, three coaches.
Yeah. Successful in continuity there. Yeah,
they've been blessed there.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it was epic to work for him. Being the defensive coordinator, he did an incredible job. And then, like I said, he did a great job of extending my career when Urban Meyer came in and Kyle went to dinner with him because Urban was trying to retain Kyle. And he said, that'd be great. Yes, doing that. And also, I really would just do one. What's the one thing you'd like to have? Like, can we retain Bill Bush with me? I'd like to have him stay and then
as
the defensive back coach. And he's like, no, we're full. But we're full. So Kyle called me that night and said, hey, FYI, no go on that. So I go, okay. So the next day I met with Urban. I was the last guy to meet with him. We met for about an hour. And then I said, I will clean out my my office tonight when everyone's gone. And I left to go Christmas shopping. It was December 23rd. And then Kyle called me and said, hey, Urban changed his mind. And
blessing.
Keeping you and told the guy back in Bowling Green to not get on the plane.
Oh.
And so, but
who's that?
But
no, don't tell me.
I don't know who it was. I don't know who I have no idea. But the point being is, without Kyle, I wouldn't have been retained. And who knows what path I go on from there. Because I went from being retained there to coming back to Nebraska to all the different things that happened from that time.
It makes one wonder what path the Bowling Green coach went on.
Yeah.
Who was it and where did he end up at?
I hope it's not one of those like that. Well, that's it for him.
That was his last hurrah.
That was it.
Bill took the last hurrah from this guy. Sorry.
I guess he's still working at the mall.
The research that might have been. Yeah.
So
Ace
I have no
hardware.
Idea.
Hardware.
Which would be fun.
That'd be great.
Yes.
So he still plays the
God, that's
the
good. That's good. Game. That's good information. So we'll have some good questions for
yes. We will. Now, there are games, again, the playoffs to begin tonight, Alabama, Oklahoma. We mentioned that Alabama was the favorite. Now, Oklahoma, 1.5-point favorite. Do we feel in this room Oklahoma wins this game?
Oh, I love Oklahoma.
All three I've of us in that?
No.
No, Bill's not.
I'm going Bama.
In your, what is your rationale, Bill?
Hard to beat someone twice. I'm going with that. I think you're going to have a and they Oklahoma, I love their defense. They have not been good on offense. I mean, LSU gave them all they wanted. If LSU doesn't blow a coverage, they had a blown coverage for like a 70-yard touchdown pass.
I don't know that you've noticed, but Alabama is not exactly a juggernaut.
Nope, they're not. I agree.
And they're.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Yeah. Quarterback has a bad back.
How would you like to be there tonight?
To Norman?
Today.
How about right now in Norman.
Norman.
I bet it's cranked up in Norman. I guarantee it.
That would be a remarkable scene.
Were you there for the Oklahoma-Nebraska game?
I was not.
Swim was there.
That was cranked up.
I mean, it was cranked
up. It was
up
a good game, too.
Yeah. And Frosty had them ready to roll.
They were ready to roll. Yeah. Tough loss, but that was a good game. Okay, three games tomorrow, of course. Miami, A&M at 11 a.m. on ABC. That's, again, A&M 3-point favorite in that game.
Okay, a couple things
I
want to talk about first with the buffoonery of the timing.
Yeah.
I mean, how that isn't a night game.
What is the deal, Bill?
It's the best game. I mean, just get together and figure it out.
Right.
It's not hard.
Just stop. I mean, they'll love the, everyone wants to see one game that day. Make it a buildup. Let's watch Ole Miss in Tulane.
Sure.
Let's watch JMU
and Oregon.
And then, Dukes versus and then it's like, all right, here we go. The other ones might be good lead-ups. Instead, you might be going like, well, guess we'll watch that Oregon James Madison game.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's just, I mean, tonight's game, they nailed it. They nailed it. Yeah. Also, they being the networks, got put in a predicament with Tulane being in and then also with James Madison being in. But here's the thing. I like the bigger logos, but I like inclusion. I like that part of it. But please just don't do this one. If the game's a little lopsided, they don't belong.
Okay.
They don't belong.
Are we going to do this?
Yeah. They don't. I don't want to hear that one because how about this one last year?
Why don't you want to hear it?
How about that? Ohio State beat Tennessee 41-17. Did anyone say Tennessee doesn't belong? SEC doesn't belong in here, man. What if the score is the same?
No.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it like that when I was at LSU and we put 49 on Oklahoma in the don't belong. Blowouts never happen. Georgia beat TCU by 60 in the national championship game. I don't want to hear it. All these
65
games.
65-7.
65-7. But we're going to say, if JMU gets beat by 20, it's going to be, man,
belong. Yeah, too late.
You know how many don't belongs are in these things?
This sounds like a bugaboo Friday right now.
I like it.
I do too.
This is a bugaboo.
I don't want to hear that. There's so many games that were just ridiculous.
They're going to hear it.
In the playoffs. They were like, why were they? Yeah. You know how many semifinals were horrible? I mean, absolutely horrible. And it's like, no, stop. Now, do I like to have a bigger logo? Yeah, would I like to have a better game? Probably the matchup who's playing in Oregon? Yes, I probably would. I'm not going to say that. But I don't want to hear if they lose by 22 when there's all these other losses. Tennessee was not even remotely competitive against Ohio State. They scored those points. Those were late.
Late, yeah.
I mean, the quarterback looked good like late in the fourth quarter when it was O-V-E-R. Yeah.
God, okay.
Bugaboo.
This is a definitely correct bugaboo.
That's a good bugaboo. I wasn't expecting that. That's a good point, though.
And then the timing.
The timing. What are they doing?
Did you see the Texas A&M game at night?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was wild.
Epic.
Yeah.
It was epic. Have the epic game. Let Texas, and the weather's nice down there. Let them roll at night. Imagine what that crowd would be like all day.
It's just the concept of like.
Imagine you have to get up go to Kyle Field and College Station like that. I got to get up. Games kicks off in an hour. I've got to hustle over there.
It's like
a playoff.
Boxing concept. Have those other games as the undercard.
Yeah,
they are the main event.
Imagine that one.
Well, but in boxing, you have the undercard fights and then the lead up.
I know.
Imagine Hagler Hearns wins that one first.
We're going to do that one first.
Right away. Jump into it. Get some energy
going. These two guys from Oklahoma City are going to fight.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Hope you stick around for that.
Oklahoma City. Is that a big spot for two random guys to be from?
Yes.
Anywho, but you're right. That's a good bug.
Also, kind of odd. Look at it won't affect you in the quad box, Bill, but like ABC for the first game. And then Tulane Ole Miss is on TNT.
TNT.
At 2:30.
TNT,
Also, James Madison, Oregon is on TNT at 6:30.
See, TNT's contracted to get two of them. You know what two they're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way that goes. Yeah,
and then garbage. Also, I would have loved if they had put on Montana State at night. They did it at 3 o'clock. That's on ABC.
There's a lot of buffoonery tomorrow.
There was complete buffoonery. They could have made this, these games are a little jacked up. How about if we put Montana State on later? Do something. But the order is just, I can't take it.
I know.
It's 11 o'clock. I can't take it.
It's very unfortunate.
Do you have any pushback? I can't push back on that.
No.
It's
unfortunate.
The whole thing's messed up.
No, me and Greg, we're going to do the garage thing tomorrow, but we're like, what are we doing?
Greg McVay.
Yeah, McVay.
Misty Tooth Greg McVay.
We didn't know that until yesterday that he had a last name.
I didn't either.
I thought he was like Cher.
I never even thought about it at all.
He said one name.
He's just MTG, Misty Tooth Greg.
Yeah, that was it.
Anyway,
he's in My Phone as Toothless.
I have him as One Tooth Greg.
He's Misty Tooth Greg in My Phone.
Okay.
So we all have different names for him, but Greg's in there.
He's going to have... He's gonna
From McSafety out there by the casino.
He told me he's gonna have a pork
butt.
No, he's gonna have pork soft taco bar.
That is extremely very specific.
Pulled pork pulled pork soft taco bar. I said, why are you going to have a bar in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I'd love saying that.
This does too.
We have it all set up. Not
very
garage.
Specific here.
Right. Does he have like a little heater in there?
What's yeah, he does. He has a pretty elaborate garage. It's great to watch games in. It really is.
Garage TV is incredible.
Yeah. It's
the number of times
we've had some great times,
especially in our previous house. The number of times my wife's like, you know, we have two way larger TVs inside, and we'll be in the garage because at that spot we could open the door up and let Sugar run out.
That is life.
Yeah, that's life.
That's living.
Because Sugar would run out in the backyard, then she'd come back in and hang out, then she'd run back out in the backyard.
She loves it.
When we come back, Cody Schmick,
Cody
Catering and Beer House is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.